Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
She's like, the girls in the pictures and stuff is not me. We spent a lot of time in a relationship during the hardest time of my life.
We got to figure out who this girl is.
Whoa!
Time
her
out.
Her full name?
Suspects in homicide? She could be in prison.
Well, or it could be because she's not allowed to leave the state of Tennessee for legal reasons.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Shulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Robert and Ashley.
All right, let's see what we got. Is this love possible? Hey, Neve and Max, my name is Robert. I'm 23 years old and live in
Havre
de Grace.
Is that a place?
All right, so my name is Robert, I'm 23 years old, and I live in Maryland. Until last summer, I was in a relationship with a girl named Ashley. Ashley is 22 years old and lives in Tennessee. I met Ashley on meetme.com. And for 2 years, we spoke on the phone and messaged every day. Ashley is caring and sweet. She was there for me when no one else was. We fell in love, even though we never met. Finally, last summer, I told Ashley that I wanted her to move up to Maryland and marry me.
Whoa.
Maryland.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
He asked her to marry him.
I mean, which is crazy because they never met. She seemed to be into it, but then said she had something to tell me. She admitted she was lying about who she was, and the picture she sent me were fake.
Fake news.
I was honestly so heartbroken and pissed off that I tried to forget about her. I didn't hear from her for months, but on Christmas, she started to message me again. I wanted to start things back up and try to meet her, but my health got in the way. It always does. I've been in and out of hospitals over the past few months, and I wanted to wait until my strength returned before I could try and meet Ashley again. I don't really know how long my life will be, and I don't want to live with any regrets.
Oh, no.
I will always regret not meeting this girl. Can you guys help me? Hope I get to talk to you soon, Robert. This story is incredible. He already knows she lied to him, but he doesn't care because he loves her, and he's not sure how long he has to live, and he wants to meet this girl. It's crazy.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
So, Robert contacted me and my co-host Max for help finding his girlfriend Ashley. You see, he'd been speaking to Ashley every day for years, but then, all of a sudden, poof, she disappeared. Now Robert's dealing with some serious health issues, and obviously, he'd really like to find his true love. But is Ashley the one? We need to find out more details from Robert.
Hey, Robert.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Not bad.
Robert's a young guy, early 20s, dark, close-cropped hair, friendly blue eyes. He's laying back on what looks like a recliner, or maybe it's his bed. There's a blue pillow propping up his head.
So we just read your email.
Yeah.
Very interesting story. We'd love to kind of know more. You have some health issues?
Yeah. In 2009, I was 15 years old and I was sick and ended up paralyzed from the neck down. And
Jesus. Wow.
Eventually got it down to my chest and my arms. It took a while to adjust. I'm just, you know, still now just getting comfortable with being paralyzed and being myself. The doctors told me that eventually I'm going to become immune to all the antibiotics and that I was going to eventually die. So I'm just kind of like trying to live every day like it's my last and not regret anything. And I really don't want to regret not meeting Ashley.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, tell us about how that all started and what's going on now.
In 2014, I was in and out of the hospital a lot and I met Ashley on meetme.com. She didn't have no like profile pictures or anything, but like I like personality more than anything. So she had a lot of stuff in her bio about like video games and like the music she liked. And it was, you know, similar to what I liked. So we got to talking about that. And then she sent me pictures and it just kind of like blossomed into something more.
Did she know from the start that you had health issues?
Yeah. And like that helped me get through so much to always have her to talk to no matter what, and no other person, you know, since I was paralyzed really showed that much interest in me. Like, I honestly fell in love with her.
So a year ago, you proposed to her.
Yeah, almost immediately right after she's like, there's something I gotta tell you. And she's like, the girl in the pictures and stuff is not me. Then I was like upset and just stopped talking.
Are you in contact now?
No.
What do you think is the deal?
I'm not sure. Like, I'm a very open person and I accept people for who they are. I just don't know why she never told me everything.
Do you still have really strong feelings for Ashley?
Yeah, like, I love her, but I think she never really opened up fully to me. A part of me will always love her no matter what because we spent a lot of time in a relationship during the hardest time of my life. So it would mean a lot to me if I could really meet her.
Well, look, we might be able to figure out who she is, and we know she lied. She admitted it.
Yeah.
At the very least, like, we can go meet her and bring her to meet you and see if we can figure that out.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I'm really looking forward to meeting you.
All right. I'm looking forward to meet you guys, too.
Later.
Later.
Jesus. What a terrible, unfortunate story.
We gotta go help.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
One crowded airport and packed flight later, we hop off the plane and into a rental car headed to Robert's.
All right, we made it to Baltimore.
Robert, he seems like a really nice guy who just randomly got stuck with this terrible paralysis.
Yeah. When he says he wants to live every day to the fullest because it could be his last, he means it.
Let's do this.
We're in a cute, somewhat run-down trailer park, and towards the back, we see Robert's house. It's got gray siding and motorcycles parked in the driveway. Outside the door, a guy with a couple arm tats stands waiting. He waves.
Hey, what's up?
I'm Patrick.
Patrick, come on out. What's up? This is Max.
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
I'm his neighbor.
Oh,
I'm
cool.
Taking care of him.
Oh, sweet.
Helping out.
Nice. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
We walk into the living room, and it looks pretty sparse. You know, just sort of typical dude decor. There's a big flat-screen TV on the wall and a video game console on the coffee table. Robert's on a Lazy Boy recliner in the corner of the room. He's got it tilted all the way back and has one hand behind his head. He's got red t-shirt and shorts on and looks super relaxed.
Is this your preferred position?
Yeah, comfortable. I'm not hurting in this position.
You look very comfortable. I mean, like...
Yeah, just I'm jealous.
One hand behind your head, just like...
Can I get in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, has there been an understanding or diagnosis of, like, what happened?
Basically, my immune system attacked itself and it swelled my spine in two places. And it paralyzed me.
That must have been fucking scary.
It was. And, like, the way I motivated myself to, you know, gain my strength back was video games. Like, the more you move your muscles, you know, is potentially occupational therapy, so you gain it back. So I was doing as much as I can. But doctors told me and my mom that my body is becoming immune to the antibiotics, and they said that he's going to die.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I was, you know, just kind of terrified by that. In 2014, I went into cardiac arrest. I flatlined dozens of times. I was pronounced dead twice in a coma for 4 days.
How did you go from being pronounced dead twice to meeting Ashley?
I met Ashley while I was in a different nursing home, and we started talking. Her profiles would never have pictures in the albums of, you know, a person. She would always send me the pictures of the girl that I was falling for.
What does she look like?
Blonde and really, really hot.
Didn't you think, like, wait a second?
Well, she sent multiple different, like, you know, pictures of her. Like, it wasn't just one picture.
Robert hands me his phone with the two pictures Ashley sent him. But I can't tell if they're actually the same person. One of them shows an attractive blonde wearing a maroon sweatshirt with not too much makeup, kind of looks like a college student. In the other photo, she's got big wavy hair and red lipstick. And to me, the second one kind of looks like Amber Heard, which of course makes me a little suspicious.
How long after you started talking to Ashley did she send you a picture? A
couple weeks.
So when you met her, you really just liked her because of her personality?
Yeah.
She was nice to talk to.
Yeah.
It wasn't because she was some super hot babe.
No.
You said, let's get married?
Yeah.
Was she, like, excited, enthusiastic?
Yeah, she was excited. But when she told me she wasn't who she said she was, I kind of like, okay, this is just too much.
Why did you do that? Why didn't you?
Because I was just already, like, heartbroken completely.
Did you even give her a chance? Did you say, well, okay, so send me a photo of you?
No, I don't even think I did that.
Like, you didn't even, like, try to
No, I was kind of scared and just, everything just, like, played back in my head. Like, I think she was intimidated about, you know, maybe one day having to take care of me. And I think it just might have been too much. So it was just overwhelming.
Is she in school? Does she have a job?
No, like, I don't know if she has a disability herself or what, but she said the state sent her money. She just stays home.
Do you have most of your text conversations?
Just a bit of it from when she was apologizing. Like, she sent me a lot.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, can I scroll to the top?
Yeah.
So she said, hey, I just wanted to tell you how sorry I am for not just hurting you, but breaking your heart, too. You're such a kind-hearted person. I'm not looking for a reply or for you to forgive me. But even if you don't trust me, you still deserve an apology and an explanation. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you or made you feel better when you needed it. And then you didn't talk to her for a few weeks. And then she said, happy birthday. And you said, thanks. And she said, hope it goes well. And then she texted you again, happy Valentine's Day. So she's been kind of like reaching out periodically.
Yeah. She meant a lot to me because, you know, she was my first meaningful relationship. And I just want to see if, you know, the feelings were real.
We got to figure out who this girl is. Let us do a little digging, see what we can find out, whatever it takes. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
After talking to Robert, Max and I download in the car on the way back to the hotel.
This is new territory for us.
Yeah. She were really sorry, like...
Right, she'd say this is who I really am.
What could she possibly be lying about that could shock him? Honestly, how bad could it be?
Okay, here we go. Robert email.
Once back at the hotel, Max and I break down the email Robert sent us and look for clues.
trying to find anything that can help us search for the mysterious Ashley.
Hey guys, this is what I know about Ashley. She told me that her name is Ashley.
We bleeped out Ashley's last name because we wanted to be careful and keep her information private.
She lives in Knoxville, Tennessee, and she's 22 years old.
We've got a phone number.
I think we start with a phone number.
Phone numbers are always a good place to start. We plug them into a background check site and see what pops up.
Search.
What?
What?
Whoa, Gina.
Gina, late 50s.
And look, she's in Tennessee. Let's look that name up on Facebook.
Let's do a choose location.
Look, she's from Memphis.
She's got kids. I mean,
well,
she doesn't strike me as the kind of
person.
Well,
it could be her daughter.
I don't think that this woman really is her. I mean, what else do we even have to look up?
Do a cut and paste search for her full name. Ashley in Tennessee. All right. Do we have anything? Whoa.
Whoa.
Time
out. Her full name?
Suspects in homicide? They're from Tennessee.
Yeah. Oh, Nashville.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are you kidding me?
Four people were charged with murder.
Dude, Ashley 20 from Tennessee. Facilitation of first degree homicide?
And this was two years ago. This girl is 22. 22.
We're looking at a mugshot of a woman named Ashley. Same last name, same age, and same location. She's got long blonde hair tied into a top knot, and her mouth is a little twisted like she was about to say something just as they snapped the photo.
She said she was using meth for 2 days prior to the homicide. Did she get charged?
I don't know. He thought that she might be inside all day. She could be in prison.
Well, or it could be because she's not allowed to leave the state of Tennessee. For legal reasons.
I mean, this is crazy. She's from Tennessee. She's exactly the right age. She's got exactly the right name.
It's her! I mean, look, bottom line is, got a couple leads, but what we know for sure is that Robert's time is limited. So why don't we just skip to dessert on this one? Call Ashley. Robert wants answers.
Yes.
The last thing I want to do right now is go over there and tell him, like, well, all we know is that she could be involved in a murder.
A meth-addled murder.
Spare him.
Let's just give him the results.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ashley?
Yeah, it is.
My name is Neve. I'm making a show called Catfish. I don't know if you've heard of it, on MTV.
Yeah. What is this all about?
Yeah, sorry, this must be a little weird. I got your number from your friend Robert in Maryland. He regrets that things kind of went the way they did and still would like to meet you and sort of...
I don't think I can face him because... lying to him.
You mean just about the photos, or was there more than that? He definitely has feelings.
I think I'm gonna throw up. I don't think I can face him.
Is there any other huge part of who you are that you lied to him about?
I don't feel comfortable answering that. This is insane. I'm so fucking nervous. I'm terrified.
I understand. No pressure, obviously. But I'd at least like to meet you. I could probably fly to Knoxville later today, and maybe tomorrow we could...
Oh my God, tomorrow?
No. Yeah, well, Robert, you know, I mean, not to be overly dramatic, but like, every day is a gift for him.
Okay, I'll meet you.
Okay, cool. So look, just sit tight. I'll get over to Knoxville, and tomorrow we'll find a time to get together and we'll chat.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Ashley.
Bye.
Okay, that was a little nuts, and I definitely want to know what Max is thinking, because that first gut impression always holds clues.
What does your expert voice detection tell you?
There were birds chirping in the background. Those were definitely
really?
Birds. So she's not like deep inside of a...
Solitary.
No.
Right. What could she be hiding?
What could she be hiding?
Here's the thing. When someone's hiding something and they're scared, they could just run. And Ashley sounded worried. My gut tells me I need to get to Ashley's right away. But I don't want to leave Robert alone. Max and I need to split up.
So get over to Robert's. I'm going to head to the airport.
This is crazy. So we're going to split.
Are you going to be okay?
You know I'll be fine. Are you going to be okay?
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Solo mission. And if I've ever wanted to help someone on the show, it's Robert. He got a really tough break as a teenager. And the best thing that's happened to him has been this girl.
I'm on my way to the airport to catch a flight to Knoxville and see if I can catch up to Ashley. Meanwhile, Max is headed over to Robert's house. He's going to show him everything we have so far.
Yo!
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Good.
So, you mind if I sit down? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, did a bunch of research, and as you can see, Neve is not here right now. So, Neve called the number, and Neve actually talked to her. She's super nervous. Yeah. And so, Neve offered to go to Knoxville, meet her, and, like, convince her to come back. But who is this person?
Yeah.
So, the first thing we did is that we looked up the phone number, and we got a hit.
Oh, God.
For a Gina R.
Yeah. I'm looking at the late 50s.
Right. Damn. She's in her late 50s.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we looked up Gina on Facebook, and we actually found one in Memphis, Tennessee. She looks to be in her late 50s.
Yeah.
Do you think that that could be the person you've been talking to?
No.
Why not?
Because she sounds really young on the phone.
But a voice is easy to fake.
Yeah.
Then we search for an Ashley on Google just to search her name and see what we find. And we found this. Suspects in homicide.
What?
Ashley 20, first degree murder.
Oh my God.
She's from Tennessee. She's got exactly the right name. It says she's 20 there, but this is from 2015.
So she'd be 22 now.
Which is exactly how old she's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, she and three guys from Tennessee were accused of killing a guy.
Whoa.
Did Ashley ever mention anything like this, like a big issue in her past?
No, nothing like that.
Maybe she couldn't come live with you because she can't leave the state.
Wow.
Would you accept someone who was involved in a murder?
I guess cops accidentally kill people.
So you could be a cop that accidentally killed someone while on meth. I'm just saying, if not, what could she possibly be hiding that she can't tell you?
I'm not sure. I may not be everyone's type myself because of the disability, so
We can work with that.
All right.
After a quick 90-minute flight, I check into a hotel in Knoxville waiting to meet up with Ashley. But first, I want to check in with Max to give him an update and find out where Robert's head's at.
Hey!
Hey! How is it over there?
I just texted with Ashley.
She gave me her address and told me to come by. So right now, we're about to head over to meet her.
How did he take the whole murder thing?
I showed him everything.
And he was like, you know, everyone deserves a chance. I deserve a chance. You know, I'm not most people's type. He just really wants to meet her and start a relationship with her if all goes well. You know, pressure's on you to really rope this one in.
All right, well, sit tight. I'm going to go over there and talk to her.
You better succeed.
Now, normally I'm pretty calm, cool, and collected in these situations. But in the car ride over to Ashley's, I was surprised just how nervous I am.
This is different. This is hard. This is tricky. There's a lot more at stake than normal. There's no turning back. I'm walking into a web here, and I don't know whose web it is and how hungry they are.
When I pull up, the house doesn't look anything like I thought it would. It's small and quaint with a little front porch.
Okay.
It's the kind of house you'd expect a little old lady would walk out of and offer you a glass of lemonade. So why do I feel so uneasy?
Hi. Ashley, right?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
Nice to meet you. How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah. Obviously, you know why I'm here.
Okay, I know. You're dying to know what Ashley looks like. Is she the college student in the sweatshirt, the meth head mugshot, or an Amber Heard lookalike? Well, let's just say she doesn't really look like any of them. She has a blonde bob and a heavier build. She's wearing a blue top with a buttoned-up cardigan. She looks almost demure, and there's just something about her that's so genuine. I can tell from her face she wants to know more about Robert, the guy she connected with on the phone.
We met Robert. You guys have been having this kind of crazy relationship for the past 3+ years.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he wanted to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
But in our search to see if we could find out more about you, we discovered that there's another Ashley in Tennessee who was involved in a homicide. However, it's clear it's not you in the mugshot. You don't have any, like, strange criminal...
No.
I mean, like, you're already on the plus side of things. I'm curious just to know a little bit more about you.
Well, where should I start?
Well, your name is Ashley, right? Ashley, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that's good. So the way Robert told us, you guys met on Meet Me. Why, after your sort of first few weeks of talking, did you feel the need to send him photos of someone else?
When I was younger, I was bullied a lot. My mother put me down a lot, and I just felt like nobody would like me. And I felt like if I told him, he wouldn't want to be with me. And I didn't want him to leave. My mother passed away when I was 18. I loved her, but... There was a point in my life where I could say that I didn't really feel any feelings towards her.
It's really awful. Does Robert know all of that?
I've told him quite a bit about it, yeah.
Okay, so you haven't lied to him about your life, really?
Mm-mm.
It was just the photos.
Mm-hmm.
And so Robert's sort of impression that you guys were, I think, you know, in love, is that something that you felt as well?
Yes.
I mean, you were just as invested.
Yes.
If you want to meet this guy and see what's there, what could be, like, for a young man who doesn't know how long they're going to be on this planet, he doesn't want to keep losing time. You got to do it.
I'm pretty terrified. Don't know if I'm ready to face him.
But he likes you. He needs someone that's going to love him and want to take care of him. Is it because you're probably maybe not so interested in, like, taking care of him?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't mind doing it.
Really?
I helped take care of my mother before she passed for years.
Right.
And My dad has early on Alzheimer's. I help take care of him.
So you're kind of like the family nurse.
Yeah.
The foundation that you have with Robert and the realities of yours and his life, like, in many ways, match up. I really think meeting him would be great for both of you.
Okay.
Yeah, that was easy, right?
No.
Plus, he's already considered the fact that you might be a murderer. So you're already doing well not being one. If we're going to go to Maryland, we should do it today.
Okay.
Put together a little bag and we'll leave.
Okay.
While Ashley is packing, I make a quick call to my partner, Max, who's at Robert's waiting for an update. He puts me on speaker so Robert can hear the news.
Neve.
Max.
What's up? What's the news?
Met with Ashley. She's lovely. And though very, very nervous and worried, she does want to meet and is able to leave with me today and fly back to Maryland.
Whoa. Is she the killer?
She's not.
Thank God.
Well, that's good.
You guys are both wonderful people, and I think bringing you together will be a really good thing.
Nice work, buddy. All right.
Thank you.
Robert is very happy over here.
All right. Well, good. So hang tight. We're going to head to the airport, and I'll let you know when we get in later.
All right, buddy. Enjoy the travel.
Bye.
I wish I was there to see Robert's face, but Max gets the honors.
What do you make of that?
It was epic that she's coming. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, can't stop smiling and thinking. Wonder if we're gonna hold hands.
500 miles away, Ashley's equally as excited.
Okay. Here we go.
I've never been on a plane before at all.
Wow, first time on a plane.
Yeah.
That's already a big deal.
Yeah.
Forget that we're flying to a place you've never been to meet a guy you were or are in love with.
I do love him. I'll always love him.
You guys are perfect for each other.
Fingers crossed.
The next morning, when I knock on Ashley's door, she looks surprisingly well-rested for a person whose life is about to change one way or the other forever.
Hey.
Hey, you look great.
Thank
you. How are you feeling?
I'm really fucking nervous.
You're really nervous. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's all right. Why don't we just check in with Max, see what's going on over there. I'm sure Robert's nervous too.
Hello?
Max and I decide to put everyone on speaker. A first peek into what's to come.
Neve.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning.
Neve.
Hey, Robert. Well, I'm over at the hotel with a lovely young lady.
Yeah.
Say hi, lady.
Hi.
Hey. What's up, boo-boo?
I might barf on you.
Uh-oh.
Aw.
Ashley is
super nervous, but we're ready to come over if you guys are ready to have us.
Hell yeah, I'm ready. I'm the daddy, boo-boo.
All right, boo-boo.
Bye.
Bye. Here we go.
In the car, Ashley stares out the window, clutching the passenger door. She looks like she might throw up, but in a good way, if that's possible.
What are you most nervous about?
Everything, I guess. I just really want him to like me.
It's gonna be good. Yep. All right. Okay.
Okay. I might barf.
You're not actually gonna barf, are you?
I might.
I don't think you are.
I might. I'm being serious. I might.
You're good. You're good. You're good.
No, I'm so nervous.
Okay, ready?
No.
Come on.
When we pull up to Robert's house, Ashley opens the car door slowly. She follows me up the driveway, almost like she's walking to the gallows or something. And then we're there, and there's nothing more I can do. Now it's up to Robert and Ashley from here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yep.
I don't feel like it.
Hi, I'm Max.
This is Ashley.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Very nervous.
How you doing?
Ashley nervously steps into the house with tiny, small steps. But once she's in, she goes straight over and hugs Robert, like she can't help herself. Then she and I sit down across from Robert and Max. Instantly, Max picks up on her energy.
Why are you so nervous?
Take a deep breath.
I'm breathing.
I know, I can hear you breathing. Okay, see, that wasn't so bad.
Yes, it was.
So, Ashley, Robert.
Hey.
Robert, hi. Ashley.
Here we are.
Is it weird to be here?
Yeah.
Does Robert look different than how you've seen him in all
Mm-mm.
the... No? This is exactly what you expected?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to know a little bit about your story.
Me too.
When you met Robert, what was that account?
It was an account on Meet Me.
Uh-huh. And why did you...
Because I wasn't really comfortable with who I was. There was a lot of abuse that went down. My mom would always comment on how I looked or what I smelled like or if my hair looked bad. And when I told her I was suffering from depression and I self-harmed, she said she didn't want to listen. She didn't care.
I cared. I talked to you for hours.
I know. I really like talking to you, so I just kept talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that I wasn't the girl in the pictures and that I was sorry, and I kept saying sorry.
I was just scared. That's the only reason I disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
When you were talking to Robert, were your feelings for him genuine?
Yes.
And you know what kind of going out with him mm-hmm. would entail, right? It's a, mm-hmm. it's a commitment.
I already take care of everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, when Ashley's mom
passed. I helped take care of her for years, and I still take care of my dad.
She's a very caring person.
And so it's been hard for Ashley because she felt like she had hurt you and that you were upset and didn't want to bother you.
I was depressed, but I get over everything. Don't worry, be happy.
I noticed some awkward silences between Robert and Ashley. It's totally normal. I mean, they just met, but something's off and I can feel it. I'm not sure what it is, so I look at Ashley and motion toward the door.
Let's stick. Two-second break. Get a little fresh air. I want to see how you're feeling. And we'll come right back.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A light rain started falling when Ashley and I hop in the car to talk. Meanwhile, Max and Robert are in the house trying to process what's happening.
I'm shocked.
Bad shock or good shock?
Don't know.
She seems to really have feelings for you.
Yeah.
But not your type?
I don't know. Just love hurts. I'm just scared.
Outside in the car, Ashley is engulfed by her emotions. I try to assure her it's perfectly normal.
So, not so bad, right?
It still feels pretty overwhelming.
Sure, it's a little awkward. What do you, when you sort of sit with him and you look at him and you hear him talking and, like, making jokes, like, how does that feel?
It feels good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see Ashley smile. It really lights up her face. Inside the house, Max is still trying to help Robert sort through his emotions.
What are you feeling right now?
Anxious.
The door's open for you to have a relationship with this girl. Are you open to that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm, like, nervous, scared.
Of what?
Just falling harder and then being hurt worse.
You got this girl. She's cool. She likes the same stuff you do. That checks a lot of boxes, you know?
True. She's scared of getting hurt.
But if you're scared of getting hurt, that means that you have real feelings for her.
Yeah.
I think you should kind of, like, feel it out a little more before you have to come to a decision. All right, let me just go see what Neve is up to.
All right.
I'm still in the car with Ashley when I see Max leave the house and walk across the lawn. He gives me a hand signal, which normally means let's bring the couple back together.
Just me? Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Max wants to talk to me quickly.
Except this time he just wants to speak to me. So I leave Ashley in the car and hop out.
We have a problem.
I think he's not feeling it, but he feels guilty for not feeling it. And he's like, doesn't know how to extricate, and he's like, I just don't want to get hurt, but I actually think he's being crushed under the, like, anxiety of this right now.
The sad thing is that all of her worst
fears
of being, like, rejected.
And I think he knows that.
Right.
This is a super delicate situation. I mean, we've got two very vulnerable people here, and one just isn't feeling it. Or maybe he is, but he's just overwhelmed. Either way, Max heads back inside to help Robert sort out what he wants to do.
You've got a lot of things going on in your head right now. I'd like to know what they are.
My health. If I'm going to fall back in love with her. If, you know, we're just going to be okay as being friends. Am I going to break her heart? Am I going to get my heart broken?
All valid.
Yeah.
I stay outside with Ashley trying to prepare her just in case the situation goes sideways.
So now what?
First of all, for someone who struggles with a lot of things, the fact that you agreed to fly to Maryland on a television show to meet someone that you have very strong feelings like, that's incredible. That said, we already know he likes Ashley as a friend, so I don't know if he's ready to make a decision on, like, anything further than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take time.
Yeah.
Ashley and I make the decision to head back into the house so she and Robert can decide what they want to happen next.
All right. We're back.
Okay. So look, here we are.
Eventually, Ashley has to go back to Knoxville, obviously.
Yeah.
What do you, now that you've met and sort of hopefully put most, if not all, of the mystery and confusion behind you. Like, what do you guys want moving forward?
Friends at the least. Friends at the least.
Friends at the least.
More. Maybe.
That's how you, and do you, I imagine. Well, that's good. I mean, that's a huge win in this type of situation.
Yeah.
Most catfish don't get that far.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I don't know.
That's to be expected. This has already been a lot. All right. So,
Neve and I are going to step outside.
Yeah.
And you guys can kind of say goodbye to each other.
Roberto?
Good meeting you, man.
We'll come through next time we're in the hood.
All right. I'll see you outside.
We'll see you out in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you feel better. Thank you.
A few minutes later, Ashley comes out of the house. She looks emotional. It's been a long day.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
That was fast.
Gave him a hug and told him I loved him and I left.
Aww.
Yeah. I feel kind of sad because everything isn't like the way it used to be, but I'm glad I met him. I'm really glad I met him.
And who knows what'll happen?
Yeah.
And that's the truth. You don't know what will happen. It could go either way. So 3 months later, we check back in with Robert.
Yo! What up?
Not much, just chilling.
What's going on with Ashley? You guys talking?
No. We're trying to be friends, and I just wish she would have been cool with it. But I let her know that I was, you know, talking to a girl.
Whoa, is she local?
She's local. She's like 30 minutes away.
So you and Ashley haven't really talked in how long now?
About a month. She got all pissy with me, and I just could not put up with it. It's just for the best. I can't deal with a lot of drama right now. Got to worry about my health, or I'm not going to be around.
Well, look, we're about to talk to Ashley.
Anything you want us to tell her?
Just that I hope she's doing good.
All right. Have a great summer.
All right.
Good talking to you, man. Good luck.
All right.
Later, buddy. And then we call Ashley to see how she's doing.
Hey.
Hey!
What's up, Ashley? We just talked to Robert. What's going on with you guys?
Well, it was great for like the first 2 days or whatever. Then we had a fight. He pretty much disregards the fact that like I have feelings. I tried really hard to show that I care about him and I love him, and he doesn't give a fuck. It really hurts because you won't even recognize how I feel.
Doesn't sound like you guys are meant to be together.
Yeah.
There's a better match for you somewhere else.
Yeah.
You deserve to be with someone who makes you feel good about yourself. And if that's not Robert, then it's not Robert.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bright future if you just let yourself pursue it.
Yeah.
All right, Ashley. It's nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Bye, Ashley.
I always want to wrap these things up with a neat little bow and see it through to a happy ending. I found that in most of these cases, we get to a point where we see the vulnerability and humanity in others, catfish or not. We're all doing the best we can with what we've got. So yeah, I do hope Ashley and Robert find their happy ending, whoever it's with. This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. You'll also find some links and offers from our sponsors in the episode notes. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design by Mark Bush. Our audio engineer is Sergio Enriquez. And our senior producer is Janine Cornelo.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.